You mean like sort of on...
I guess I love you.
Tragedy struck.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
Hey, it's Bob with Project Nerds, the Nerdcast. I am in Colorado Springs, Colorado at the Colorado Springs Comic Con, and I am with Brian Tochi, who
played
Takashi in Revenge of the Nerds. How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Fantastic. This is really fun.
This is great. I have to tell you this right now. It's a complete 180 from Takashi.
I lost my accent somewhere along the line. I'm starting to sound a little more Yiddish than I am Japanese.
Oy vey.
I tell you. Yeah.
So, you've been to Colorado Springs before.
I have been, actually. It's a lovely place. But it was a while it's been a while since I've been here. Mm-hmm. I used to come visit. I had another show on CBS, and they did a story on a thing called the Wagon Train.
Uh-huh.
And a guy named Bob Burton, where he would take these wayward kids and put them on a wagon train and actually kind of put them back on the right track.
Oh, that's good.
And it was a great story. It was, you know, a lot of abused children and things.
No.
And so I came out, a friend of mine, a producer actually, on a show I did called Razzmatazz, did a story on it. And so I met her out here. And I got to know the Wagon Train, got to know Bob Burton, and I would come out to Colorado Springs every once in a while and
take
a look and, you know, help out a little bit.
It has changed
it
so
has
much.
It has changed so much.
We were going to dinner last night, and I'm just like, where are you guys going? You were going up north, even further up Academy and Powers Boulevard. It was like, I don't even know where this place is now.
Wow.
It is amazing. I used to walk across Academy Boulevard, which is the big street out here.
Right.
When I was a little kid, when I was 12 years old, when I actually went to see Revenge of the Nerds at a theater opening weekend.
Holy cow.
I know, I'm old.
Now you get to see all of us all in one.
I know, it's crazy.
We're all together.
For me, this is the highlight of this convention, is you guys here.
Oh, isn't that kind?
Isn't
that sweet?
I mean, because... And I honestly believe that everybody in this building has seen Revenge of the Nerds at some point in their life. You know, it's kind of like I talked to Gordon from Sesame Street a couple of weeks ago at a con, and it's
right.
Like you touched everybody in this building, and on the other end of the spectrum, yes, you guys have touched people some point.
That's fantastic.
So, what are some of your memories of doing Revenge of the Nerds?
Well, you know, the memories about Nerds.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what was so great about Nerds. Is that we bonded immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare that you get a chance to go to a film set and have 2-3 weeks of rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
We did. And so we ended up in Tucson, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and we started playing around, and they called it rehearsal, we called it playing around.
Yeah, there you go.
At least I called it playing around. And we personally bonded, and I think it really shows in the film. Because we truly, really like each other.
Yeah.
And now we've grown, we've known each other for quite a while, and we really love each other.
That's amazing.
We've become kind of this nerd family, and it's just really just such a joy for us to kind of get together and just kind of spend time.
Yeah.
And, you know, after here, we'll go off and maybe grab a bite, grab a couple cocktails. And,
there you go.
And yak.
That'll be fun. That will be so much fun. Like I said, you know, I saw this film on opening weekend, and when I watch the movie and I watch the commentaries and I look at all the extra stuff, yes, because I'm a nerd, I do watch those things. One of the things that came up is the studio only released it very limited, only like 400 theaters, and...
We were like a bastard child.
Yeah, that's...
Yes. I mean, they didn't really have that many high hopes, I don't think,
mm-hmm.
for us, but word of mouth hit.
Yeah.
And it just caught on. And, you know, it's one of those universal kind of things. Nerds, I think everybody at one point or another in their life kind of felt, you know, insecure.
Right.
You know, was really, I mean, nerds kind of encompass so many different types of people.
Exactly.
And I think we just kind of resonated.
Yeah.
And I think
kind of empowered people too.
And yes, absolutely.
And that, you know, and when you see... You know, and I don't want to put the film in a class like Porky's or some of those real raunchy comedies,
right.
Because
we had heart.
It had heart. That's the thing.
We had heart. And the thing is that we were there. I think, you know, we we became champions. You know, we are the champions.
Exactly.
You know, and we are the ones that are put down. We're the ones that have been picked on. And you know what? To win is kind of a good thing. I think everybody can relate to that.
I think exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we're here, Bob, having a good old time.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Now, tomorrow night, we got the after party.
The after party is going to be a lot of fun.
Are you guys going to go off the chain or anything? Are you guys going to go off the chain and just go crazy?
You never know. We're nerds, so it's hard to judge what's going to happen. But
yeah.
I know we're going to have a lot of fun.
I told Larry I got my Lambda shirt ready to go.
Perfect.
I'm ready to have fun with you guys. So what do you got going on now?
Right now, I've got some stuff. There's something that's going to be really big.
Uh-oh.
And it has nothing to do with entertainment, but it's something really cool. But I'm sworn to secrecy on this one. But I promise you'll hear about it.
I would say, you know, just between you and me and the microphone.
No, I wish. Yeah.
So anything else, other projects?
I'm focused on that kind of
that
thing. One thing, because it's so, I promise you will hear about it.
Oh.
It is that pervasive and that big.
Wow.
So stay tuned.
Man, I got to make sure he gets a card so I get all this information. So anything else going on? I mean, so let's just say this. We're going to go ahead and finish up here. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for stopping by.
We'll see you
at the nerd party.
Oh, definitely.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited. Yeah. All right.
We're excited too.
All right, Brian. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.